The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Wednesday, hump day. All you white people, go out there and make more babies. We've added a new meaning to hump day here, here at the network. It is the 20th of September, 2017. I know all you white people out there, you really take regard. If I can't pay for it, I'm not going to do it. Well, we need to build more patriot babies for the continuation of this great country. So get busy. But not till after this show is over. Right, Al Whitney?
That's right.
That's right. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I was just talking about this before the program today. Since Monday, I feel liberated.
Okay.
And evidently nobody had a problem with what transpired, so not one negative email, not pro or con. It was like a black hole, like it never existed in the first place.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. I just have one message for that individual. No matter where you go, there you are. So you're going to be dragging yourself over to the next situation. When that turns out bad, you're going to have to do some self-examination as to why? You know, that's a hard question. You ever done a self-evaluation?
Many times. In fact, ongoing.
Me too. Because if you think your stuff doesn't stink, guess what? Somebody downwind is holding their nose. I want you to retell your story first off, Al.
Which one?
From whence you came. You were a lever-pulling Democrat.
Oh, yes, I was. Not only that, I used to go out on campaign for Democrat candidates, and my last big gig was I volunteered in the campaign headquarters for John Kerry.
Ooh.
State headquarters, okay? Ooh. In Ohio, and as anybody recalls, in 2004, everybody was saying Ohio would be the one to determine the next president. So that campaign headquarters in Ohio was under huge pressure, and I got to see from the inside what these things are really all about, and it was pretty darn ugly.
And? You know?
Well, I saw a lot of things that I was kind of saying, geez, this isn't okay. And my friends would say, well, you know the Republicans are worse. And it was like if anything would go as long as it was Democrat. They just kind of excused everything is what I'm saying. And after the campaign, there was a movement in Ohio. A lot of Republicans felt they were not going to win the next election as far as representatives of the state legislature. So they wanted to put in legislation to stop the jerry-rigging of districts. Because they thought they were going to lose, and they were saying, well, if we're going to lose, let's put an end to this jerry-rigging. We'll leave the districts the way they are. Well, instead of the Democrats saying, okay, that's a good idea to put an end to this jerry-rigging that they do when they have the majority in the legislature, the Democrats opposed it. And I said to my friends, what are they thinking? Don't you guys want to see an end to this? Well, we'll see an end to it when the Democrats have it the way they want it. I mean, it was just insane. And then they were all my Democrat friends were against Bush, oh, and the wars, and we were all anti-war. In comes Obama, nothing. Obama didn't pull anybody out of Afghanistan. Obama didn't end any war, and they just ignored everything. And so I started to say, how can you guys keep supporting this? And I was told that the other side is worse and that we should take the lesser of two evils. And so I found myself not being included anymore.
Oh, you were disincluded because you were disenchanted with the franchise.
I was. And, you know, even when they were campaigning for Obama, and I said, well, how can you campaign for Obama with that horrible Obamacare? Dennis Kucinich had a great plan, and nobody would even listen to him. And she said, oh, I don't think Obamacare is that bad. And I said, have you looked at it? She said, well, I know about it. They told us about it. I said, you think just because the party tells you what's in that nasty thing that you know all about it? And she was just looking at me like, how could you say these awful things about our party? And so then I realized that I was no longer in that club. I couldn't pretend to be in that club, and I didn't want to be in that club.
You know, Cynthia McKinney, good friends with Catherine Austin Fitz.
Yes.
I had Catherine on a couple of weeks ago, and she's all for the Constitution. And we're going to get into some stuff today, folks, and I hope you're seated. I hope you're sitting down. Because here's another shock and awe revelation of it's not what you think it really is. We'll get into that in a few minutes. Cynthia McKinney, I've wanted her on this program for quite some time. And I noticed when she was in office, and Dennis Kucinich, they were both Democrats. Dennis Kucinich, a lot of what he said I agreed with. Yes. I understood the man to have a modicum of character and stick-to-itiveness to yes. his principles. Some were misguided, some were not. But yes. Cynthia McKinney was in there at the same time, and she's raising all kinds of cane. And, you know, what are you going to do with a little black girl? You know, what are you going to accuse her of being what, black?
Well, you know what Dennis Kucinich admitted on Democracy Now. I have a lot of respect for Dennis because he's done some very bold things. But he admitted on Democracy Now! That when a congressman first gets into Washington, they are asked to take, like, sign a confidentiality oath.
Okay? To what?
A secrecy oath.
To what?
To whatever, if he's told something is to be secret, he is to keep it secret.
So if there's a treasonous act and he's aware of it, he can't yeah. blow the whistle on treason within our own government?
That's exactly right.
Wow.
And he said, I refuse to do it. And Amy Goodman said, well, and then what happened? He said, there were a lot of meetings that I was not invited to.
I bet.
So think about that. And I have to wonder if the topic that we're going to discuss tonight isn't one of those topics that they're told they must never reveal.
Divulge. And the last thing here on Cynthia McKinney, I had asked Catherine Austin Fitz, you know, I'd like to get her on, and I was given an email, and I emailed her, and she responded back, yeah, she's like my sister, and I emailed her back, and I said, great, I've wanted to interview you for a long time. Please give me your contact information so we can talk prior to you coming on. I had to forward that email over again, and I got no response. Now, look, folks, in the vein of trying to nail things down so we do a new standard, 100% solid, 100% the truth. I sometimes will take to task if there are guests on my program or on this network that please don't get the impression that I'm saying that they're being snaky or sidestepping issues because it interferes with their agenda or what they're talking about. But I, with, and this will become clear, just keep this in mind as Al and I continue here with today's program, it'll become clear why I'm saying this. Now, Catherine Austin Fitz was all about getting back to the Constitution. And that is more than applaudable. She gets a standing O for that one. There should be more people in this country absolutely demanding, without reservation or question, the Constitution and its original intent and meaning. But there's going to have to be a whole lot of stuff that we unravel in order to get there. And yep. Cynthia McKinney has been doing some yeoman work. And I wanted to get her on the program, but I have not heard back from her. Now, I did take Catherine Austin Fitz, I did take her to task on she's trying to find a way to continue commerce and business and skirt around the issuance of money. Yes. And rather than taking the pregnant, oversized elephant in your room, we're just going to sidestep it and try to find a way around it. And I've got a problem with that, because in 25 years of doing what I do, the glaring thing that keeps popping out to me, Al, it's rooted in the damn money.
Absolutely.
Now, you and I are going to be talking about fruits from a poisonous tree, Melvin Stamper. By the way, what's JD stand for?
That's the initials for lawyers.
Okay.
I'm trying to think, juristic doctorate or something.
Well, this is what Ralph G. Mitchell, he's a JD, he puts in his line here, attorney at law, from St. Augustine. He read this Melvin Stamper book, and this is what he said. He said, in 1954, I began my legal practice as an assistant district attorney in the city of Miami. We switched from common law pleading to statutory pleading, and nobody asked the question, why? Now I know the answer to the unasked question, and it depresses me to no end. Chapter 13 of this book, and by the way, I think this book I've got in my little hands here is the one you sent me.
Yes.
Okay. I brought the book in with me today.
All right.
But you sent me the chapter in which, by the way, I asked Ron McDonald if he got that, and he did not. So I re-forwarded that to him today. I said, you need to read that. It'll take you 10 minutes to read it. I said, but then you will discover and figure out and be able to fill in exactly what's been happening and how right. they've switched this country over to a democracy. Now,
right.
Melvin Stamper, and I'm just wondering here if I shouldn't just quickly go through this chapter. Unless you've got a photographic memory, there's stuff in here that needs not to be left out.
Yeah, we're talking chapter 12.
Stamper said, there are those who believe there never existed a Constitution, in that it was never signed by any principal to the agreement. And you folks remember me saying that. It was merely witnessed. Now, these were the people that did the Declaration of Independence, signed the Constitution. Stamper says that that argument may have some legal currency under contract law. However, for our purposes, let's assume that there was and is a Constitution. To understand our present-day court system, we've got to examine first causes, the general nature of the Emergency War Powers Act, martial law, and martial rule, to see how they operate. If, in fact, they do operate in our judiciary, and why, notice I didn't say justice system, because if you want justice, go to church. You will not find any in our courts of law. The emergency powers means any form of military-style government. And, folks, the reason why I want to go through this in its entirety, because it's going to answer a lot of other questions that people have been bringing up. So stay tuned here. Bear with me. Martial law and martial rule are not the same, as will be covered in great detail. Note the term emergency powers is generic. Nations declare emergency powers under the doctrine of necessity. When a crisis like war, riots, rebellion, financial collapse, possible Y2K type crises, etc., occur, crises that cannot be dealt with in a normal, peaceful manner, that has been the traditional manner of dealing with these emergency situations for several hundred years. Emergency powers are theoretically a temporary measure to deal with a specific event. When the crisis ends, emergency powers usually end as well. Only such has not been the case with the good old United States. Franklin Delano, really was a communist, Roosevelt, declared emergency power in 1933 to deal with the alleged banking crisis in progress when he assumed the presidency. And keep in mind, I think he was going on his fourth term. Boy, leave a commie in the high office for that long, and what do you think is going to happen? In fact, the crisis was a figment of the Federal Reserve bankers' imagination. They had embezzled most of the gold on deposit in their banks and were running scared when they could not redeem the certificates for depositors. And they believed that by claiming the American people were hoarding gold, precipitating a banking crisis, they would then be left off the hook. It suited Roosevelt's plan as a socialist to implement his New Deal agenda. The crisis permitted him to seize control of a nation and maintain it by executive order or martial rule. Remember, Roosevelt, in his almost, I don't know how the hell many years he was in office, managed to write, I think it was 11,000 executive orders. I may be in error on that. But at any rate, so he accepted the Federal Reserve Board's request, which amended the 1917 War Powers Act, giving the president license over all citizens of this country rather than just an enemy. We became the enemy of our own country under the language of the 1933 amended version of the 1917 War Powers Act. And as far as the federal government is concerned, we remain to this day. It fits their purpose. Now, Congress returned from its annual recess and rubber-stamped Roosevelt's executive orders. And under the federal power grab, and that's when it began. From that day to present, the United States of America has been under emergency war, presidents, and Congress to maintain and justify the enormous growth in the power of socialist spending of the federal government have systematically exploited powers and its people. Wonder if this is one of the things Dennis Kucinich was not allowed to talk about.
I bet.
The states cooperated with the federal government. Why? Because they benefited, right down to the county level, from a massive increase in their tax revenues and powers which were available to them only under these conditions. The real property of the individual citizenry could be taxed, as well as all personal property owned by the individual. Now, the gold or lawful coin of the United States having been removed from circulation set the stage for the fiat money of the Federal Reserve and the resultant income generated from its use in the form of tax on the people's labor for the use of private money lenders. There being no constitutional currency, Congress made law embracing the notion that the Federal Reserve notes were legal tender for all debts, public and private, another violation of their duty to protect and defend the Constitution. As no amendment has ever been passed permitting the use of anything other than gold or silver coin as lawful currency. Tendering a debt, however, is not the same as paying a debt. The debt remains. It is merely tendered. Now, the area over which the emergency powers may be declared can cover the part of the city or county, several states, or an entire nation, as is the case today. The single most dominant feature of all emergency power government is civil authority. Civil courts cease to exist, being replaced by courts with appearance of legitimacy, but without the substance in the form of equity and admiralty. We'll pick this up exactly. I'm about halfway through this, but folks, this is going to tie in a lot of things we've talked about in the past. It's going to put a fresh new coat of paint on this argument. We'll be back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Won't be out in the morning too, honey. Please walk me out in the morning dew sometime.
All righty, we're back. Now, court process and procedures are a mix of rules from previous lawful courts and military courts. Traffic courts, for example, are courts of summary court-martial using military rules as applied to civilians. An example of this is seen when defining so-called traffic infraction. Infraction is not defined in most state codes, but it is defined in the Manual of Courts Martial, 1994, Section 4, along with the terms contempt, appeal, etc., and in other military source manuals. This by itself should tell us all a little something. Emergency powers government varies in degree of emergency declared. The most extreme form is called martial law. The benign, less restrictive form is martial rule. Currently, the U.S. is under the less restrictive form called martial rule. Now, martial law puts all major resources in an emergency power jurisdiction: transportation, food, minerals, metals, communications, on and on, under the direct control of the nation's armed forces and its commander-in-chief, the president. A blizzard of executive orders have been issued. so that in the event the president declares a national emergency, all resources and citizens come under the direct control of the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the severe martial law form of governance. Now, I want to stop here for 1 second, Al, to let people know what happened in Katrina. Who was on the ground going door to door, banging on people's doors, telling them they've got to get out, and by the way, do you have any weapons?
And I think they were also preventing people from getting in to help the victims.
Exactly.
Yes.
Martial law puts all the major resource in an emergency power jurisdiction, as I said. Now, in its raw sense, martial law, I just lost my place here, it puts all major resources in an emergency power jurisdiction. Now, in its raw sense, martial law governs via a democracy, never in a republic. Military law uses municipal law. Courts are draped with a quasi-civil military forms of law, evidenced by the draped military standards in a courtroom. And let me stop and digress 1 second here. Years ago, when we were talking about the gold fringe flag in the courtrooms, we were told we were full of monkey milk. That means nothing. That's just a decorative flag. Folks, when it comes down to symbology regarding what it represents, it's not a hit or a miss or we just made a little boo-boo. Flag heraldry is recognized. Okay.
And John?
Yes.
Did you know that there's a presidential filial on the top of the pole?
What?
A filial. That's like a metal piece that goes on the...
No, I know what it is, but I don't know what a filial is. What does that mean?
It's an eagle.
Yeah.
That's his symbol, and it's at the top of the pole on these gold fringe flags.
Oh.
Executive branch symbol at the top.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, the gold fringe flag of the United States, this is what you see mounted on a pole. Lawful civil authority never flies flags, only banners, which are always hung from the back of the flag with the red and white stripes hanging vertically. Banners are never hung on a pole. Banners on a pole never represent civil authority, only military authority on the march. Now, the evidences of the emergency powers, first, under the emergency powers, there must be an active and visible occupation of land by armed troops of the entity that declares emergency powers. This is called open and notorious, armed and hostile occupation of the land. Is there any armed occupation of America? Well, the answer to that, of course there is. Under the guise of national emergencies, hurricanes, floods, earthquakes, etc., all National Guard units were federalized, and all policemen, firemen, highway patrol, state marshals, and county sheriffs have been placed under the control of the Guard since 1972. And you've heard me say this before. I never knew exactly when it was done or how, but I've said that, you know, we have a militia in this country. It's called the National Guard. No, those are the government troops. The unorganized militia in this country is properly legal and lawful and constitutional, folks, in case there becomes an emergency that arises, like a government trying to take over everything.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Now, they are all under this control of the Federal Emergency Management Agency called the Multi-Jurisdictional Task Force, which centralizes military and law enforcement power under the federal government and the Commander-in-Chief, the President. Through law enforcement officers, though they may not know it, they are in fact a force occupying the land for the federal government. The reason why active duty federal forces are stationed in all National Guard armories is obvious: to sustain the military emergency powers control of the states and the counties by the federal government and to maintain martial rule in the hands of the President as Commander-in-Chief. By these means, the federal martial rule government maintains open, notorious, and hostile armed occupation of the land. Military law recognizes only municipal law, so states had to create municipal courts to punish infractions of the motor vehicle codes. Now, such courts fly the flag of the Commander-in-Chief, the solid fringe flag, as they are really an arm or an extension of the power of the President. Their primary function is to collect war reparations through fines, penalties, etc. They all operate as quasi-military courts using summary court-martial proceedings. This is why such courts try only matters of fact and why judges make and declare law on a case-by-case basis without the controls of precedent or constitutional restriction. Now, the municipal court judges do this because they act as the commander-in-chief in their field under emergency conditions. Judges make any decisions to resolve the case under the doctrines of necessity. In such courts, the Constitution, Supreme Court decisions, and civil stare decisis are not permitted. Under the emergency powers, the final authority is always the chief military commander, who in this nation is the commander-in-chief, i.e. the military officer of the President of the United States. This accounts for the executive order landslides of FDR, who first declared openly his seizure of emergency powers in March of 1933, again by executive order. Executive orders have the force and effect of law when published in the Federal Register, and by this means they become public policy. Not positive law, folks, not constitutional. Nobody challenges it. The compromised Congress will let it go. It becomes public policy, and eventually you get a gun shoved in your face. Now, since under, that wasn't in the book, that's my comment. Since under the emergency powers, there is no lawful civil or constitutional authority, nor any lawful civil courts, neither can there be any lawful civil or administrative process. All emergency power process must be defective in form, content, and authority when such process is compared to lawful process. And, defective as it is valid in all cases except when abated. Thus, all courts' appearances are voluntary because the process rule is all defects of process are cured by voluntary appearance. Lawful or constitutional process has no bearing on the case. In other words, it does not matter how many errors one finds in their process from emergency power courts. If you appear, you inform that court, guess what? I have waived defects of the process. Submission to defects in that process waives the protection of fundamental rights. This is why you can't walk into a court and stand on your constitutional rights. It does not apply. You're in the wrong place. You have no standing in that court. There are many that believe special appearances by paperwork, motions, etc., nullify a court's jurisdiction. Under your emergency powers, this is a false doctrine. There is no remedy in challenging a court's jurisdiction except by abating its process first. And what that means is you don't show up because it is voluntary. But try to unvolunteer and not show up, guess what they'll issue? A warrant for your arrest. Well, now it turns into kidnapping. Now, abatements are not a challenge to a court jurisdiction, but merely a good faith attempt to correct errors in process. Clear up the errors, judge, and I'll appear. Special appearances fail when a judge knows what he's doing. Under martial rule, judges do whatever they want, whenever they want, so as long as they do not alarm the public or disturb the peace. Jurisdiction is always granted to try jurisdictional questions, even if one goes to a higher court. Defendants grant jurisdiction without knowing it because they never challenge the process that creates the jurisdiction in the first place. Process is perfected by appearance, special or otherwise. Also, remember, the court is not the building, the judge, or anyone else. It's the paperwork. If the court's paperwork is defective, there is no court, and it ceases to exist. By necessity, field officers, your highway patrol guys, your Department of Public Safety, Michigan State Police, give it a name. Judges, highway patrol, sheriffs, everywhere. It doesn't matter. Exercise power of life and death to maintain authority given them by international law that prohibits lawful civil authority or constitutional mandate. Such procedures are too timely and clumsy for a military or quasi-military operation. In sum, constitutional and common law precedents are too restrictive of the federal, state, county, and city power. Further, military courts exercise benefit of discussion that gives a court jurisdiction as soon as the defendant answers a question or demands any response or actions of that military court. such as a motion practice or petitions of writ or any other process that they offer. Start asking questions, start filling out paperwork. Gotcha. Now, arrest warrants and procedures do not conform to the constitutional law. Why? Because they don't have to. If a defendant appears in person or by special appearance paperwork, arrest warrants with the judge's signature, it's got to be done in black ink. They do have their rules. And proper affidavits with true court seals are instruments of lawful process and cannot be used in emergency powers court. Federal, state, county, and city emergency power courts and other entities manipulate the English grammar to protect their own international law status. Thus, the state either writes its name as the state of Florida instead of Florida State, or in caps instead of proper upper and lower case, or uses abbreviations such as FL for Florida or CA for California or TX for Texas, etc., etc., all of which are misnomers and no names at all. International law requires that neither party to a case, the state nor the person, can appear in their own name, but only under the nom de guerre, your little war name, as indicated by the name in all caps, or one name with an abbreviation. This creates a juristic personality, which grants jurisdiction to the equity and admiralty and maritime court. Just about done here. Again, emergency power courts have no lawful process because they have no lawful authority. All process by such courts is, therefore, defective because courts are forbidden to use lawful process unless and until voluntarily given to them. You showing up, you answering paperwork. The real irony is that the U.S. government, in cooperation with the states, created emergency powers courts to expand their power and increase revenue. But by doing so, they have themselves become vulnerable to lawful process. Further, there's little that they can do about it now without coming directly into conflict with international law. This is why the United States government will never pull out of the United Nations, because the UN is the source of the United States' authority to protect itself under international law. What did Donald Trump just do yesterday? He gave a UN speech. You people are great, but you can be more effective. What did the man just do? You got it. That is direct treason against a constitutional republic of which you and I believe that was created and that we now live in. So we got the what? We got the commander-in-chief, the guy that declared war, martial law, the occupying forces that are already inside the United States, at his picking up the phone or issuing an executive order, the guy can do anything outside and not only outside the Constitution, but in direct violation of that Constitution. Now, further, there is little they can do about it, as I said, without coming directly into conflict with international law. If you remember, what was the Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, Al, that said that in the future, international law is going to become a bigger issue for the United States Supreme Court? Why did she say that? Did she just say that because she just felt like saying it? Or did she say it because this is what the Supreme Court of the United States is dealing with?
Right.
So, one who hires an attorney at law cannot bring a lawful process against an emergency powers court. Remember that attorneys are agents of that court and use only process allowed by the court that admitted the attorney to practice. All bar members are agents of the emergency powers court, and most don't even know it. Now, one must therefore never hire an attorney to appear in a case in an emergency powers court, because doing so makes one a non campos mentis, that is, not mentally competent. When you hire that bar member to speak on your behalf, you're declaring yourself incompetent and automatically gives the court jurisdiction over one's self. In other words, you're declaring yourself crazy. Here I am, judge. I'm nuts. You take over. Screw me as you see fit. What about the Constitution of the United States of America and all this? Without lawful process or authority, the Constitution is a dead letter, a facade manipulated at the federal government's whim, because lawful processes itself is based on the Constitution, and they are thus interdependent. In short, if one's gone, so must be the other gone. The government permits a defendant to raise constitutional defenses only when it suits their purpose, and will not permit the defense when it's not in their best interest. For all intents and purposes, the Constitution is an illusion, kept by the government only as a pacifier for we the people, nothing more, nothing less. Lincoln set precedents for the subversion of the Constitution in the War Between the States in 1860, when he had printed non-interest money to support his declaration of war. Remember the story? He went to the New York bankers. Hey, we've got a problem here. We got a war between the states, and I need funding to buy munitions and cannonballs and bullets to go kill them damn Southerners. Banks said, yeah, no problem. You can have all the money you want at 25% interest. Well, he didn't like that idea, so what did he do? He printed his own greenbacks. He had no constitutional authority to do it. It was backed by nothing. It was just a bunch of fiat paper. But people accepted it, made it real by transacting in it. So they delivered the bullets and the bombs. The government got what it wanted. And we had the Federalist wet dream. We consolidated. Now, continuing and finishing up here. So Lincoln set the precedent. And he had printed non-interest money to support his declaration of war. His was the first war powers, resurrected in 1917 and then again in 1933. And it has never been repealed since. The federal government's use of the Constitution comes down to this. If the Constitution cites fit a federal need, they're used. If the Constitution or precedent does not fit, it is ignored. In other words, the constitutional is optional to the federal government because, after all, you answer to the juristic personality name, spelled in those all cap letters, placing you in that equity jurisdiction without the protection of what? Well, it was God's decree. He wanted all of his people to be free, but we wrote it down, and it was witnessed. You weren't a signatory to that contract. You didn't have to be. It wasn't there for you, it was there as the guideline, and thou shalt not, federal government or state government, cross this line. Don't color outside the lines. Be a good little boy and girl, color within the lines. We don't care what color you use, just make sure you're neat about it. Now, this is why so many Supreme Court decisions, right to privacy cases, abortion rights, Social Security, etc., for which there are no constitutional precedents, are made under the doctrine of necessity. A social agenda is impossible without doctrines of necessity and international law to justify the imposition of emergency powers as first priority. Now remember, when there was no federal Social Security before passage of the International Labor Organization's Treaty of 1935, this treaty mandated a social consciousness and enfranchisement of the masses. This process of socialism began with a massive entitlements program the people are burdened with today. A hidden constitutional problem for Americans under emergency powers is that all constitutional rights become, what? Privilege. That by necessity and international law can be given or taken away at whim. Thus in California v. Simpson, when Mark Furman was called to testify about the infamous tapes, etc., he replied to all questions I wish to assert my Fifth Amendment privilege. Now, Mr. Furman asserted no right, only a privilege, using words given him by his attorney and agent of the Emergency Power Court. Privileges being removable at the whim of the commander-in-chiefs, notice I said chiefs, tell us why Congress feels so freely to modify constitutional rights such as those in the Second Amendment, gun ownership, you name it. Now, the remaining question is how the emergency powers and martial law or martial rule, how are they to be terminated? First up, a commander-in-chief can terminate emergencies by executive order. Funny, that's how he got them in the first place. The emergency then ends on a specific date and time, but a lawful civil authority must exist. UN, could that be it? To which he may cede authority. The past 10 presidents have not seen the need to return the country back to the people, and I don't hold out much hope that there's ever going to be a president of that caliber who would do his duty. Folks, you starting to get the idea here? If Donald Trump really wanted to drain the swamp? If conquered by another, the conquering power can terminate emergency powers by its own executive order or decree. This point deserves some expanded discussion for reasons that will become clear. Remember, the U.S. is, by international law and Supreme Court decision, a foreign principle with respect to the states. Further, Title II of the United States Code, the Congress is not positive law, only resolution. This means that Title USC stands only until it's successfully challenged in other courts. Why is this? Did not the Congress abandon without proper recess the first session during Lincoln's administration in 1860? Does this not tell us why the U.S. flag flies over all state flags since FDR's executive order on September 9, 1933? You think flag heraldry, folks, is BS? Not the people that command it, not the people of which they stand behind. We'll be back.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Out there.
I was running as fast as I could. All right, we're almost through here. And it was important. I talked to Al about this. Thank you, Julie. Damn it. I stole her soda and she stole it back. This is important because I wanted to get all this down. And I talked to Al about this, that it's important that I finish this out. Now, the people, if they restore lawful civil courts and processes, the procedures under the authority of the inherent political powers, and reestablish proper civil and de jure government, can terminate the emergency. Abatements are a primary tool in achieving a peaceful and lawful restoration of godly authority to the nation. You can see why abatements are one of the most important tools the people have. If the people lawfully resist any submission to emergency powers court, the process and procedure, and to respond to unlawful paperwork with lawful process, emergency powers are nullified and become null and void. It's called ab initio. The question that may occur, if people restore lawful process and procedure, how do they restore lawful authority in the courts? The answer is by reforming lawful jural societies, using remedies provided by the Bible, Christianity, common law. On the subject of biblical law, we can't forget that it is still law and adopted as such by many states of the Union. In the Old Testament, we find not just our moral law, but also God's law rule and restitution and the standard of law on which the common law is based. Common law grew out of the English medieval ecclesiastical courts, where the people had no access to the king's bench. In the Christian churches, the people found true justice based on what? The Bible. More importantly, common law connects to the Bible with the Constitution of the United States of America and we the people. Federal, state, county, and city governments will not, repeat, not assist the people in restoring common law and the Constitution. It is not in their best interest to do so. The entire system of welfare, income, and property tax, codes, ordinances, give it a name, would disappear. Al, I think this is probably one of the most encapsulating and dramatic pieces I have ever read.
It is. And he was a good writer. He may still be. I haven't been able to get a hold of him.
You know, well, if... Well, if he's still alive, I want him on this program. Because
I can't find him. You know, the last thing I came up with, he wrote something in... He did make an appearance in 2012. Someone sent me some piece that he put out there, an article. And I have tried everything. I've sent a letter to the publisher to forward to him. Either he is no longer alive or he is in hiding. It doesn't want to be found.
Somebody had asked off-air question, can you announce where to find what you're reading? Yeah, it's in Stamper's book, Melvin Stamper, Fruit from a Poisonous Tree, Secrets That Were Never to Be Revealed. Yes, Al.
And it is, if people do a search, somebody did upload it as a PDF, so they can locate it online.
All right, everybody hang on. Hour two coming up, and we'll take your phone calls into the next hour. Folks, is this starting to point the compass direction in the right direction of true north here? Yeah, I'd say so. Remember this little melding of police and military they called fusion centers? Wow. What do they have pre-deployed right under our very noses?
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. at aroutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.